Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Preston Dennett began investigating UFOs and the paranormal in 1986 when he discovered that his family, friends, and coworkers were having dramatic, unexplained encounters. Since then, he's interviewed hundreds of witnesses and investigated a wide variety of paranormal phenomena. He's a field investigator for the Mutual UFO Network, a ghost hunter, a paranormal researcher, and the author of, I believe now it is 31 books and counting, more than 100 articles on UFOs and the paranormal. His articles have appeared in numerous magazines, including Fate, Atlantis Rising, MUFON UFO Journal, Nexus, Paranormal Magazine, UFO Magazine, Mysteries Magazine. His writing has been translated into several different languages, and he's appeared on numerous radio and television programs. He's a frequent guest right here on Coast to Coast. And his latest is Humanoids and High Strangeness, 20 True UFO Encounters. Preston, welcome back once again to Coast AM. How are you?
I'm doing good. Yeah, thanks, Richard. How are you?
Very well, very well. I'm always amazed how you're able to come to the fore with stories that have not been told elsewhere that they share with you and almost exclusively. Why is that? What is it about Preston Dennett that people want to tell you and I don't know, unburden themselves with these stories?
Well, I do have a wide network. You know, as you said, I've been putting out books for a while. I have a website. You know, I appear on a lot of podcasts. So my name is out there. But I think I've gotten a reputation for being able to put out people's stories in an objective and accurate way. There's a lot of censoring going on. There's a lot of what I would call people putting forth their agenda, shoe-fitting, cherry-picking. I'm not doing that. I won't censor a person's story other than to vet it, perhaps. And each person who I write about in this latest book, I mean, they got their chapter. I sent it to them to ensure accuracy. So I think that's probably one of the reasons. But there's a lot of people out there who are having these encounters. It's not hard to find.
I wanted to ask you about the vetting process because there are also, there's no question there are people who have some kind of an encounter, an experience. But there are other people who are, let's face it, fantasists, maybe delusional, perhaps some underlying mental health issue, or they just want to plain out, you know, spin a yarn. How do you vet these people?
Yeah, well, you do it to the best of your ability. And having been doing this for a while, I think I've gotten pretty good at it. I can't obviously ensure completely that everyone is telling the complete truth, but you do go through your standard sort of process of this. I will first do an interview that's not recorded. I will just take down notes and see if this is something worth looking into. I will then do a recorded interview and follow that up with at least a couple of other interviews. I will try to get character references, confirm a person's job, or do fact-checking on everything that they tell me to the extent that I can. I always love it when a case has multiple witnesses because I think that adds a level of credibility. And when you examine a person's report, you start to get a feel for it because there are certain details that might not perhaps be super well known, even in the UFO community. And by that I mean details about how the ETs might be dressed, the tools they use, the clothes they wear, what the inside of a UFO looks like, the sequence of events that take place, and that sort of thing. And also you gauge the person's emotional reaction. It's not uncommon for someone to say, you know, please don't use my name, or, you know, I have no history of mental illness, and they qualify their testimony to a certain degree, saying, you know, I've got a good job, I don't do drugs, this sort of thing. But ultimately, it's the emotion that they attach to their experience that can be a dead giveaway. Because when someone starts weeping as they tell you something, or becoming very emotional about it, that is hard to fake. Not impossible, of course, but and many of these cases do have evidence of some kind. I mean, there's one case involving actual landing traces, and he sent me the photographs. I couldn't visit it. That's in Puerto Rico. But yeah, there is evidence.
Well, tell me about these photographs of a UFO landing. What can you describe these photos?
Yeah, certainly. I absolutely asked for them because this is what he was talking about. He had a ring of kind of crushed grass in his backyard. This was following a number of close-up UFO sightings and immediately prior to a humanoid encounter. And the photographs clearly show a perfect ring of grass in his backyard, about 6 feet in diameter. He took it from different angles. It's clearly unusual and would be your sort of typical landing trace, which is always awesome because that's fairly rare to get a landing trace case.
And because, you know, the scorch marks were still there, this was a recent event, I'm guessing.
Yes, absolutely. It was 2014 when that occurred.
Right. You know, going through the book, and again, there are 20 encounters featured in the book, and such a diversity of entities mentioned, it's quite mind-boggling. You've got grays, you've got human-looking ETs, mantids, reptilians, angels, nature spirits, ghosts, poltergeists, demons, Bigfoot, supernatural entities of all kinds.
Yeah, I really wanted to feature the fact that the contact experience is much more varied than a lot of people realize. And coming along with it are a wide range of paranormal events. It's not just grays, taking people on board, physically examining them. There's all different types of ETs, as you mentioned, human-looking, little blue beings, tall whites, mantids. I love the mantid cases. They're not super common and quite interesting. But yeah, almost always contactees will experience paranormal events like, you know, astral projection, precognition, healing, levitation even. I mean, you name it, across the board, these sort of things keep appearing. And I really wanted to embrace that because I know that oftentimes these really strange events get edited out of people's accounts. They've told me this. And I think it's important that we include all the events that are happening because they're clearly connected.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Oh, all right. Well, let me see. I think one of my favorite cases in the book is involving a pilot from Argentina. And I like this case because this gentleman has no prior history of UFO encounters. And that's unusual because this is something, as you may know, does start from early childhood and, generally speaking, around age 4 or 5, but goes onward through a person's life. It's rarely a one-off. But this one gentleman, he had never had any encounter in his life. His name is Hector Sawiak, and he's actually from Argentina. It's one of the things I really enjoyed researching this book. I was able to get cases from all over the world, and by that I mean certainly across the United States, but Canada, South America, Argentina, and Peru, and across Europe as well, England, let's see, France, Germany, and even beyond that, partly in China, actually. But this gentleman, Hector, is a great witness. He is a professor, a college professor, a commercial pilot, at one point a manager of the biggest bank in Argentina, so a really smart guy. And he had heard about sightings in his area. This is in San Juan, Argentina. And I like this case also because it's recent. This was around 2015. And he decided he's going to go outside of San Juan and see if he can see all these UFOs. He wasn't even really sure if he believed in them, just had kind of a passing interest, and drives an hour out of San Juan into outside of the city lights, and he doesn't see anything, doesn't see a bloody thing. really disappointed. But that night, he wakes up at 3 a.m. to hearing his name being called telepathically. I mean, he's in bed, and he jumps out of bed. You know, this voice, a male voice, is saying, "Hector, Hector," over and over again. He jumps out of bed, runs to the window, and as soon as he gets there, he sees a UFO. It blazes across the sky pretty quickly, slower than a shooting star, but definitely faster than any conventional craft. And being a pilot, he knows this. So he felt like these UFO occupants actually called him out of bed, and he had communication with them. So in essence, this is a CE5, because he went out looking for UFOs, and while he didn't see them immediately, they came that night. But the real interesting part of this whole story is that he, a couple of months later, was in his bedroom, woke up to the room filling with light, and there were two entities. And one was 6.5 feet tall, another about 5.5 feet tall, standing in the doorway. And they had your sort of typical gray features, but weren't really exactly grays. They did have kind of grayish skin, bald heads, large eyes, but looked almost human. So perhaps hybrids, hard to say. But they were wearing green jumpsuits with red collars, red cuffs, red belts. He's filled with fear, absolutely terrified, until they say, "You have no need to fear. We have not come to hurt you." And I love this part of the story because at this point, he says he felt this amazing wave of love coming from them. Actually, he described it as being like a love like never before, all-encompassing, overwhelming, even more than, you know, falling in love with his wife or having his baby. And one of the shorter guy walks up to him, cradles his head in his arms, and Hector at this point is crying. This figure pulls out a little pill and says, "We have come to heal you," and gives him the pill, which Hector takes. And that is the experience in a nutshell. He wakes up the next morning. He can still feel the tears on his cheeks. The ETs are, of course, gone. But his outlook on life is forever changed. It's a very strange case.
How many of these 20 cases are first-time experiencers or contactees, and how many of them, they're experiencing contact or encounters, let's say, more than once or maybe even on a regular basis?
Oh, the vast majority involve multiple accounts. It's very rare that it's a one-off. There are a couple of cases in the book because that does happen. That often happens with people who go out looking for them. There's another case that does absolutely speak to that. But generally speaking, no. After you interview the witness and you start digging deep into their history, you uncover much earlier events that usually start around age 5 or so and continue sporadically throughout life. But that just wasn't true with Hector. I asked him over and over, I'm like, "Are you sure you had nothing going on in your childhood? Any parents who had encounters?" Because this is often generational. But no, that was a one-off.
Let's talk about a case that involves missing time. There were two women. They were taking a trip across the USA, and they were traveling along a remote desert highway in Utah, I guess. And, well, you take it from there. What happened?
Yeah, this is one of the more extensive cases in the book. This occurred in September 1978. The main witness is Susan Ware, and her friend Karen, who did allow her real name to be used, was along with her. And they were both from the Navy. So this occurred in 1978. Susan's about 22 years old, I believe. And they were delivering a car from California to North Carolina and had about a month to do it. So they were just going to take a nice, long, leisurely vacation, touching various hot spots, visiting various friends, and just have a good time with it. And they had just left the town of Cedar City, or Enoch, in Utah. It was the middle of the night. They were going to drive straight through to Colorado Springs, which is 300-400 miles. It's going to take them all night. But there was, their journey was interrupted for sure, because they're driving along. This is just a two-lane highway at that time, out in the middle of nowhere. It's a beautiful night with the moon and the stars, and suddenly they notice that the stars have kind of disappeared, and so is the moon. There's just dead blackness all around them. So she's hanging her head out the window like a dog. She's in the passenger seat, Susan, trying to figure out what's going on. And Karen is also freaking out. At this point, they're just kind of puzzled, not really afraid. But then Karen slams on the brakes. And this is weird. This is high strangeness for you. Standing in front of them on the road are about 20 or 30 4-foot-tall jackrabbits, which are normal because they are spaced perfectly evenly in kind of a random way, each 10 foot from each other, all facing the opposite direction and are perfectly still for the most part. I mean, they're moving. They can tell that they're actually living creatures of some kind, but not normal jackrabbits. So they stop, you know, the car is stopped. They both get out. They walk to the front of the car. The music is on the radio. The headlights are on. The engine's still running. When suddenly, several things happen at once. These, quote, jackrabbits turn around, and they're not jackrabbits. They now reveal themselves to be grays, and the car lights go off, the engine goes off, the music stops playing, an enormous light blazes down from above and strikes them. Karen starts screaming. At that point, the next thing they know, they're waking up, and they are many miles down the road in a little diner in Colorado Springs and really trying to orient themselves. They're feeling quite unwell. They've got basically a very severe sunburn all over their body and missing about 6 hours of time at least.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.